We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Buff Nation!
Let's go.
It's a great day to be a buff, Ryan.
It is. It's a great day to be a buff for many reasons.
Many, many reasons. We are the DNVR Buffs podcast presented by Illegal Pete's. Check out any of their 10 Colorado locations for happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. We're moving on to the Sweet 16.
Let's go. First time since 2003, and as I put out on Twitter last night, it is a year of Colorado Buffalo's powerhouse programs getting back to where they belong, because right around that time when CU football was great, CU women's basketball was a wagon. Mm-hmm. Like, just year after year, deep runs. Seal Berry, obviously the legendary coach of those teams. And, you know, I remember being a kid, like, really, like, the women's program was, like, revered in town as just, like, a... you know, like a pillar of success.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so cool to see them get back to Sweet 16 for the first time since back then. Obviously, we're expecting the football program to get back to heights that they were seeing in the early 2000s and hopefully the early 90s as well. But so stoked for those ladies and really stoked for Coach Payne. I was at Coach Payne's introductory press conference, and I just remember seeing her energy and her passion and being like, wow, this is going to be fun to follow. Like, she's really great. And then she had that clip. I should have sent this to Alyssa, but there was a clip after the first round game where she was just talking about how much she loves her team.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like this team is like the power of love, not to be corny, but like,
right.
She loves those players. They love each other. They all like play for each other and work for each other. And, you know, I think exceeded expectations for probably everyone but themselves. And that game last night was tough, man. That was a grind.
It really was.
And I just feel like, you know, that thing that Coach Prime was talking about yesterday about being more than a team,
yep,
is what pushed them over the edge in that game.
Yeah, so the Buffs not only beat Duke, they go into Cameron Indoor, upset Duke, who was ranked higher than them.
7-point favorites.
In overtime, 61-53. Shout out to Hank, who took the money line and then had that massive parlay,
yep,
too.
Yep.
Well done by him. But the Buffs have quite the challenge on their hands. They're playing this Friday. I can't remember the time. But Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, man.
Caitlin Clark is like college women's basketball Steph Curry.
Yes.
So, got our hands full.
Yes, we do. So make sure you guys tune in on Friday as the women try to advance on to the Elite Eight. We will talk about them later in the week. We got a commitment, though, Ryan.
Oh, Danny boy.
Danny boy. Mr. Danny O'Neill has committed to the Colorado Buffaloes and Coach Prime. He is from Cathedral High School in Indianapolis, Indiana, class of 2024, of course. Listed at 6 foot 185, three-star, according to 247 Sports Composite, 561st overall in the nation, 33rd quarterback. Held at least 19 offers. He did have a Kentucky crystal ball last summer. That obviously didn't factor in too much. He had offers from Louisville, Kentucky, CU, Houston, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Duke. And we're going to break down his film.
Let's do it. I'm excited to watch him. I mean, Danny O'Neill has got to be the most Irish name ever. But I just can't stop. Like, Danny Boy has just been stuck in my head all day. Yeah. So Danny Boy, the Buffs are calling.
And we're going to get a vocal performance from you at some point?
I thought about it.
We'll see. Whenever you're ready, Alyssa, let's throw up the film. And let's break this down. His stats, pretty impressive. You could see right there some of them. So last year as a junior.
Really quick. Is it possible to take that bottom banner off while we watch this?
So last year, he threw for 2,654 yards, 63% completion, averaging 221 yards passing per game. Had 32 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He also added, though, nearly 300 yards on the ground. He had a 58-yard long run and 9 touchdowns on the ground.
There you go.
Great. There's pocket the movement there. You got a little bit of burst, man.
Jeez.
Is this the 58-yarder? There you go.
Dang. Oh, they look like Notre Dame. Cathedral High School, that makes
sense. Okay, that's a dot right there.
Yeah, it is. Great camera work, by the way.
Yep.
Yep.
My guy's got anticipation, man.
Ooh.
He's just got a feel for the game, too. Oh,
dude's head threw me off.
Man, he's really got some touch. So 2 years ago as a sophomore, had very similar stats, so he's able to carry that over at a similar level this last year as a junior. Still has a season to go through. I don't know how good Cathedral High School is.
Mm. Damn.
Was he running there too?
Yeah.
Wow, my guy has arm confidence, man.
Yeah. Does never seen a window he didn't think he could fit it into.
Someone said game winner.
That looked like a Sean Lewis concept right there. No way that was.
Wow, man.
I think it might have been a bad call by the ref. Yeah, this is impressive. I love watching quarterback film.
Oh, me too. Dude, he's got an arm. Jeez, holy shit.
That was a bomb. Well, that was barely moved his arm on that.
Yep.
That was pretty effortless.
So for the audio listeners, we are watching Danny O'Neill's huddle film. This is about a 10-minute cut up just of last year. Obviously still has a senior season to go through. But
dude, he thinks every wide receiver, especially if receivers in single coverage, they are open to him.
Yes. But first quarterback to commit to Coach Prime in this next class. That's a big boy right there. He just threw two as well.
Two-time state champion. Dude, he's fast.
Yeah, he is.
At least faster than these kids in Indiana, right? That's where he's from.
Mm-hmm. Landon in the comments says he's a dog. Our school plays him every year. The video with the large bulldog on the field.
Oh, that looks like the Zags.
Yep.
Ooh, a little hole shot there.
Wow, man.
He has a really good feel for that offense. Mm-hmm.
So obviously only a 3-star now. We'll see what he's able to do in 2023 as a senior in high school.
Also, I believe it said on his Twitter bio that he has a 4.25 GPA.
There you go.
This is, I like this kid. You know, when we can keep it rolling, keep talking, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
When quarterback recruiting is so weird now in college football, because essentially now, so like Danny O'Neill is going to come in, right? And as soon as Shador's gone, you've got Danny O'Neill, mm-hmm. you've got Ryan Staub, you've got Kaysen Wiseman. There'll probably be another guy who's come in by the time Shador leaves. And one of those guys is going to win the starting job. And then probably all three other ones are going to transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an interesting thing. It's like you are essentially you. It's kind of a great place to be as a college coach because you just keep recruiting these kids. Obviously, none of them think that they're starting this year, and they probably don't think they're starting next year either. So you kind of like that for guys who are going to come in now that they're not expecting early playing time.
Right.
And you're going to have all these flyers. You just have to hit on one.
Yep.
And, you know, it's funny to talk about now because Colorado has been so bad, like generationally bad at recruiting quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually shocking that we haven't gotten a player as good as, like, Jake Haener.
Right.
Or, like, anyone like that that are playing at these smaller schools in 20 years. But now that you're getting a higher caliber of player with Coach Prime, you're getting all these flyers that you can use on these kids. And you just got to hit one, and then you obviously hope that another one stays around to be the
right
backup. But, you know, maybe it's Danny O'Neill. Maybe it's any of these other guys. It's kind of an interesting position to be.
For sure. Zion in the comments also throwing out Stone Saunders in the 25 class. I believe he's visiting for the spring game. Sean Lewis, man, he's who knows how long he stays. But, man, he's able to get some big-time quarterback recruits at least interested in this program already.
I don't know who wouldn't want to play in that offense.
For sure.
I mean, there's some good offenses in college football, but in terms of being quarterback-friendly, which is one of the reasons I've always felt that Coach Prime went and got Sean Lewis, and whoever it was that recommended Sean Lewis to Coach Prime told him, you want to give Shador a quarterback-friendly offense, go get Sean Lewis. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Shador's going to go, and I personally think eventually be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an incredible boon to quarterback recruiting here. And obviously, you just hold on to Sean Lewis. Maybe, you know, that Brett Bartoloni, after a year with Sean Lewis, he has the Mike Leach influence, the Sean Lewis influence, and he builds a beautiful offense that continues to be quarterback-friendly. But, man, if you're a quarterback, I just don't know why you wouldn't want to come and play here right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Juwan Johnson also plays quarterback, is listed as an athlete, though, in the commits for 2024. I don't think 247 has updated this to include Danny O'Neill in the rankings yet, so CU still sits at 20th in the 247 sports rankings. Bound
I saw
to go
On
up,
Three had them up at 15th.
Love that.
Remember, we like On Three if they say what we want them to say. We don't like them when they don't.
Precisely. Okay, so he was visiting, of course, with Gage Ginther and Aaron Butler. Is this the first domino to fall for those guys?
So that was going to be my take from this, is aside from Danny O'Neill, who really impressed me in that tape, these types of commitments are huge, especially quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks are almost always going to be your best recruiters. These are the guys that can recruit even when there's a dead period.
Right.
And you know that Danny O'Neill and Aaron Butler, and Danny's like, you know, they probably even threw around the football, you know, and they're just hanging out. And Danny's telling him, dude, imagine the two of us out here at Folsom, especially if he, you know, he had a feeling he was going to commit. And I'm sure he's texting him today.
Yep.
Saying, dude, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's take Boulder by storm. So these types of things are huge. When you do have these recruiting weekends, a lot of times if you can get one, you'll get multiple from that week. So, yeah, any of these guys, I'm sure that Danny Boy's going hard.
To that point, though, one of the biggest recruiters not on the actual staff at CU over the last few months has been Kaysen Wiseman.
Exactly.
He has been going, adding every, I think he was big on Juju Johnson, mm-hmm. when he was going through his recruitment and eventual commitment. I think he's just sending out messages, quote tweeting everyone's top fives that are interested in CU.
Yes, one of many new notable followers of DNVR Buffs on Twitter.
Yep.
Not the most notable,
mm-hmm.
but one of.
Yes. we got a pretty big fish recently. So
The biggest.
Coach Prime followed the Buffs account.
oh, if you didn't figure that out by now.
but yeah, we'll see. It's a, I don't know. Maybe sometime soon, maybe by the spring game, but I think that the interest of these three guys is obviously pretty real. At least it is among Danny O'Neill so far. We'll see if Gage Ginther and Aaron Butler follow suit. Before we move on, though, shout out to our friends. Chat, it's your time.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Roman. Roman is a digital health clinic that helps men with low T and ED get those levels back to normal. As I said, digital health clinic, so they will deliver everything straight to your door that you will need. medication, testing, all that stuff. It arrives with free two-day shipping. No waiting rooms, no hassle. It's a straightforward digital experience from the comfort of your own home. If you want to learn more about how you can achieve your personal sexual health goals, go to ro.co/DMVR to get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/DMVR. Shout out Roman. There it is. The chat is hyped right now. and then also shout out to our friends at Breckenridge Brewery.
The Roman read should always end with a sound drop from Shador.
Yes. Maybe he'll have a new NIL partnership coming up. shout out to Breckenridge Brewery. We've got the Avalanche Amber Ale right in front of us. The best Amber Ale on the market right now. Tyler Brown never disappoints in the comments. The DMVR bar was hopping last Thursday and Friday. How many Breckenridge brews did you crush?
Oh, if only I could remember. a lot, yeah. I mean, everyone saw me on the show on Friday, and that was about the halfway point of my day, my slash night, so that was a good one.
So yeah, shout out Breckenridge Brewery. You can use their beer locator at www.breckbrew.com to find a Breck brew near you. Find my favorite, Mountain Beach Sour, Strawberry Sky, Mile High City Golden Ale. Shout out to Breckenridge Brewery.
Tough follow for Breck Brew right after Roman.
I know. oh my God. Okay. USC fans have been on my ass today. Ryan.
Oh, this is fun. This was fun.
So, Brett Coleman. You guys don't know who Brett Coleman is. He's a YouTuber. He's got a film room channel that he does, but he lives in Southern California. He was at the USC Pro Day today.
For some reason, he struck me as a Midwest guy.
No, he lives in LA.
Okay.
Yeah. anyways, USC had their Pro Day. If you guys haven't seen the weather out there, it's raining a lot.
Mm.
So much that it flooded their practice field, basically. Guys aren't able to like run 40s. Jordan Addison and Tuli Tuipulotu said, no, we're just not running.
Obviously.
Right.
Which I think Brett said, like, if you see any 40 times from this,
mm-hmm.
take them with a grain of salt. I'm like, no one should be running as fast as they can
exactly.
on that
field. Exactly, yeah. Well, maybe you're asking, why not just go inside?
That is a great question, Jake.
Well, you know what, Ryan? They have, I don't even know if you can call it an indoor practice facility. They have a room with turf in it.
Yeah, I would call it a carpeted shed.
A good description. There it is. Alyssa just threw it up. That is USC's indoor practice facility.
What
is going on?
Okay, you cannot call that a facility.
That's not a facility.
That is their indoor practice room. What is that? How? Honestly, look, it's 31 yards, 33 yards.
Well, it says 10, and then it looks like it only goes like not even 5 more yards, and it just ends. Off
that
the left there.
Is such a joke.
So let it be known is what I tweeted out. Let it be known that CU has much better indoor practice facilities than USC.
CU famously, when they built the indoor practice facility, I think it was Rick George who constantly tapped in on, you could land a 747 in here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even land an electric Lime scooter in there.
No. Look at that. How do you even practice or like do anything football related in that room?
As I told you, I'm pretty sure you could do a walkthrough and that is it. That is the end of what you can't even throw a ball longer than 10 yards without hitting the fucking ceiling.
No. And look, like the far side too. Look at those pillars that the ceiling's attached to.
Yeah.
Those like come out into the field.
Yeah, what are we doing? Someone's going to die in there. What is happening?
But even if you wanted to go through a walkthrough, man, like receivers in the slot are basically lining up tight. Like, there's no room.
You know what this indoor practice facility needs?
What's that?
Roman, because it needs to grow.
There you go.
we brought in a couple of pictures of similar indoor practice facilities. If you could bring those up, Alyssa.
Yeah, we've got some great ones here. First one, yes, so backyard soccer.
Backyard soccer, shout out.
There you go. That actually looks even bigger than what USC is having to deal with.
Pablo Sanchez, maybe the only better multi-sport athlete than Travis Hunter.
There you go. He's also a better quarterback than Caleb Williams.
Wow. All right, what else we got?
There you go.
Yes, that is Mini Mile High. If you haven't been to the Denver Broncos Stadium, They put that right in the place where the old Mile High used to be. I think it's like on the 50-yard line of where that used to be. So I think that's actually bigger than USC's.
Yeah, legitimately. Shout out to Jack Carlo from Buffalo's Wire for posting that.
Yep, yep. What else we got?
There we go. The Puppy Bowl. The Puppy Bowl.
That's actually notably hosted in USC's indoor practice facility.
That woman's actually just really tall. That's why she's crouching down.
Yes, exactly. And then I think RG sent one in, Ryan Green.
Yep. Do you have that one, Alyssa? Pete Wheeler, Connor Johnson with the Pete Wheeler.
Pete Wheeler. Comment. Absolute legend.
Yep. That dude had wheels, man. Amir Khan was one of my favorites. There you go. The 24 24
RG
hour
sent
fitness.
Us this picture from his 24 hour fitness, which is a hilarious strip of grass there.
Oh, so good.
I think
that's
all we have.
The point is, CU legitimately has better facilities than USC.
It's truly not close. It's truly not close. Even all the way down to the stadium, like obviously Folsom has been around a long time, but it is a much nicer facility than the Coliseum. And then you add the Champion Center on and Dal Ward on the side. Like, recruits should be taking note of this. Right. Now, there's the people saying, USC has such nice weather, they don't need an indoor practice facility. Well, sure didn't help their players get to the NFL today.
Right. Yeah, one of the most important days of their career.
Exactly. I'd say it mattered a little bit.
Just a bit.
What if they just timed them in the 31-yard dash and just sent those times in?
Bro, I don't think you have room for a 10-yard split there. Well, that's all you have.
It's true, because what are you going to do, just run into the wall?
Yeah.
You could only get to full speed. You couldn't even get to full speed before you hit a wall.
Right. Now, what are you going to do? Start on like one of the bench areas and then run onto the turf?
What if they ran it diagonally?
Use the full width length of the room, basically. But yeah, I mean, how do you not, like, for these kids that come to visit CU, like, show them that. Be like, you want to go play at USC? I mean, this is what you deal with if you have to, you know, run in the rain. You have this indoor practice facility, or you literally have to deal with running on a turf field in the rain.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I bet like Coach Prime has a nicer indoor facility just in his basement.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. But shout out to the USC fans.
Also,
who really
Jake
got
really got the USC fans riled up on Twitter, which was fun. We know we haven't beat you.
Also,
we haven't played you with Coach Prime yet.
Well, it's funny that this is just getting on their radar. Like, obviously, it's not football season, but they're acting like one of the comments I got was, "This is your Super Bowl."
Yeah. Sure. Also, like, maybe they're just poor. They can't build an indoor practice facility. That's why they have to go to the Big Ten.
Exactly. Yep. so there you go. I'm sure that's not the first time that tweet will surface. Or last time that tweet will surface. Alyssa, I sent you a video. If you guys didn't see well off, Coach Prime he's getting after these kids already, man. He's setting the standard high.
Let's get some likes in, by the way.
Yes, 117. We've been on quite the heater.
Yep.
Let's keep it rolling.
All right. Let's see what we got. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Roll it.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, Coach. This is hot garbage right now, man. It's hot garbage. They're not getting the ball. They don't give a damn. It's just garbage the way we're attacking the ball. The way we get to the ball. It's hard.
Get the ball.
Hey, guys. Linebackers, leave. Somebody need to take control of this thing. It's fun, you don't have to answer, but did we fight? Did we give it our all? Did we reach down in there to go to that spot that we needed? Or did we give in to the conditions and the mentality and the structure of the old? Did we fight? Did we really fight? Did we really put up that fight when that man got on your shoulder and told you you're tired? Your legs hurt. Your shoulders hurt. You're sore. Did you give in? Or did you reach in there and go hard and go deep and hope for that? You got to ask yourself that. You don't have to respond to me or anybody else on this team. You got to really reconcile with yourself to ask yourself, did you fight? And are you really prepared for this? Everybody wants to be the man until it's time to be the man. And I'm seeing a lot of guys who walk around here perpetrating the fraud like they the man, and they ain't a darn thing because they giving in for the fight. And you know who they are, and y'all let them walk around here trick-or-treat. You're trick-or-treat. Trick it all up.
I love that. By the way, Well Off Media, of course.
Yes, of course.
Credit for the video.
Shout out, Bucky.
Not that you guys all don't already subscribe and probably should have already seen that video, but just such a great... He's so good at playing the right notes in the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when he's being fun, funny, Coach Prime, he's the best at that. And I think the level of respect that every player has for him, which how could you not? Makes those moments really count. And, you know, watching that full Well Off video, they're in the meeting and you're just seeing, like, he's saying things. Kids are just scribbling down notes, like writing stuff down. Like, when you, I think if you're always that guy, if you're always the mad, angry, this isn't good enough guy, then it doesn't hit the same. But because Coach Prime can play the note at the time and be the, you know, be who he has to be to those players in each specific moment, it makes those moments hit different. And he knows that right now, if he just hammers them over and over again with this stuff, like the floor will rise, right? Because every kid knows I'm not going to be the one who gets us in that position today. So the floor continues to rise. And obviously as the floor rises, you're coaching them up to raise the ceiling. But it's really cool to see Coach Prime between the lines, Coach Prime in his office, you know, hanging out with the kids, Coach Prime at the training table, seeing the tennis guys walk by,
yes.
Whatever it may be. It's really cool because I think coaching is so much about knowing, like I said, what note to play when. And Tad Boyle always talks about, he says, I wish I was a psychology major when I was in college because so much of this is psychology.
Yeah.
And each player, when you're interacting with them, is different. Each practice is different. Each area, whatever you're working on, is different. And we're just so lucky that we get to see this stuff because no other coach would we have seen that speech. Maybe you get one like hypey speech video when everything's going great from the main account, but because of, you know, Well Off and Reach the People and Neely with the pregame show, we get such unfiltered access to see who Coach Prime really is. And not to rant too much here, but it's what bothers me so much about when something goes viral of him and people say, oh, there's just a camera there this time. It's like, there's always a camera there, whether he's happy or mad or he's spitting or whatever, that footage is coming out. And so, I don't know. I was watching this video last night just being like, I can't believe we get to see this shit. It's so awesome.
That video is like the perfect example of what Coach Prime means when he says, I'm old school and new school. Because you get the old school yelling at the players. Oh, yeah. but it's new school because it's being videotaped like that by Bucky and this whole different approach to covering college football. While he's, I think it was E-Love in the comments, throw Bobby Bowden. And like that's when the Bobby Bowden of Coach Prime comes out, is those moments, you know, yelling at them, you know, run off the darn field. I think Lawrence said he's heard that a lot at JSU last year. And that's the old school of Coach Prime right there.
Yeah. And he said it in the meeting. It's like, that's what kills me. I like get anxiety when I see the kids fuck up in the videos. Because I'm like, he said this in the meeting. What are you guys doing?
I know.
He said no jogging off the field. Every transition is running. He said our transition tempo is running. So then I see someone jogging. I'm like, oh, no. Why are you doing this to yourself?
But, yeah, we'll be back at practice tomorrow. No practice today. We will be talking to Sean Lewis tomorrow. Hopefully we get Travis tomorrow. But we'll see exactly. Of course, we will have video and be talking about that on tomorrow's show. Guys, get your questions in now so that we can answer them at the end of the show. Real quick, a word from our presenting sponsor, Illegal Pete's. For the entire month of March, Illegal Pete's will be donating $1 to the youth on record from every vodka fresh press sold. So stop by one of Illegal Pete's 10 Colorado locations, order a Tito's fresh press, know that your money is going to support Colorado's next big star, Legal Pete's, our go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. Shout out to them for
catering lunch today.
Yeah.
That was big time.
They catered lunch because we had our friends, Mr. Kyle Backus in studio. Yes. He's here hanging out, man.
Kyle Backus was a guest on the Nugget Show, yeah. And the comments were loving it.
There you go. So go check out today's DNBA show.
Yep.
Just before this one, if you want to hear Kyle Backus talk Nuggets, he said he was the Jokic to Shanker's Murray.
Well, because that's what they always say. They're like, Backus and Shanker, like Jokic and Murray.
Yeah.
So they were like, which one are you? And he's like, I'm Jokic.
There you go. Shout out to Backus and Shanker. They've
Travis
been helping.
Travis and Shador on this show.
There you go. We should have asked him that, which one he thinks he is. We'll get him back.
He said he's a Florida fan, so.
So he's Travis?
Good point, yeah.
Backus and Shanker have been helping out Colorado families for more than 25 years. No upfront fees to speak with them, no fees while they work on your case, and no fees unless they win money for you. They've won over $1 billion for their clients and have offices all over Denver, Aurora, Inglewood, and Fort Collins. And they can help you with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault, car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. Can even help if you're injured at work. Hit that Shador line at 222-2222 to find out if you have a case for free, Backus and Shanker wins. And finally, shout out to our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. What were the Buffs last night? They're plus 265?
Yeah, yeah.
How can you maybe handicap what it would be against Iowa?
It's going to be tough. I bet you they're at least 13-point dogs.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're playing against Steph Curry of college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I said women's college basketball. That's probably not even fair. She's just the Steph Curry of college basketball. Like, she's... She is her.
What she had? The stat was like she had 27 of Iowa's first 29 points the other night or something.
She's a bucket.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I'm hoping she just has an off night, which is few and far between.
So you can bet on the Buffs over at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you sign up, make sure you use code DMVR, and you can just bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Again, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA with code DMVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Vote in Ohio.
Speaking of hoopers and being a bucket, new Travis Hunter basketball video just dropped.
As a bunny, because that dude has bunnies.
Yes. And then I feel like the bunny suit threw him off. He was like, I can't jump as high with this thing on. Man, that stuff is funny. I don't know. Maybe it's just dudes. Especially college age dudes, but like, why are these guys talking mess to Travis Hunter on the basketball court? What are you doing?
They honestly must not know who he is.
I think that might be the case too, but you should know.
Mm-hmm.
If you like sports and you're on campus, you should know who Travis Hunter is.
For sure.
And you should also probably, they're at the very least, they're wondering who is this guy as he's literally dunking on everyone.
If Travis wore a bunny suit on the football field, would he still be CU's best wide receiver?
No, Jimmy would have him.
Ooh,
in a bunny suit, Jimmy would have him.
What about DB then?
Probably.
Yeah.
There was a clip in that well-off video of Shador hitting Jimmy on a slant. And
dude,
what did he say to you guys yesterday? I tried to watch it. So see, you uploaded it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to watch it, and the audio was all messed up. It was rough.
Are you talking what about his gears?
He said, I had 10 gears. I've only used three so far.
Yeah.
I think he got to the third gear
there
and just like... Whoosh, he was just gone past everyone.
He creates such easy separation.
Right, and when he gets the ball, it's like he goes to the next gear.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
He is going to be a problem, man.
I haven't heard this, but I think Coach Prime also has like a no accessories rule right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because like everyone's just out there with their baggy jerseys, no wristbands, armbands, leg bands, man, no anything.
No sleeves, nothing.
It actually makes it it makes it a little harder to tell who's who in these videos.
Yeah. It's really hard, actually, right now.
Yep. But it is. It's kind of funny. Like, I don't know if that's, like, literally earn your stripes, like your wristbands, too, just like your number.
When do you think we get the first number given out? Is it before the spring game?
Ooh, yes. We have a few before the spring game.
Who is the first? I don't think he'd pick Shador or Travis.
I think he would.
You think he would?
Yeah.
I think Jimmy could be up there.
How do these guys not want number one? So there's a theory in the comments going around that they think Trav is going to get number one.
I'm on board with that.
Does he want it, though? Or is, like, 12 a thing for him?
I mean,
you guys would know better than us if 12 has like a specific meaning to him or what it is. But if not, he should be number one.
Yeah, for sure. And be a great number for both ways too.
Exactly. And there was also some confusion. People said Coach Prime doesn't want any duplicate numbers. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, he's going to have some, bro.
But it sounds like maybe the single digits aren't duplicate.
Right. I mean, look at the receivers alone that are coming in. These like 10 new receivers coming in. Shane Hooks is probably coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's got to be some overlap in some regards.
There has to be.
So Travis was wearing 12 in high school. So I think that just may be his number.
Right. So
we'll see.
That's what I thought. And then people were like, Trav's going to get number one. I'm like,
Big LT says 12 because backwards is 21.
Mm. But he wore it in high school too.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Let's talk to the people. What's up, guys? E-Love's here. DCB's here. Jimmy's here. Chris McCray's here. H Family's here.
Let's get to 250 likes.
Let's do it. Also, actually, real quick, before we answer questions, we are now a 4.6 star podcast on Apple Podcasts. Good job, guys.
Kind of low, considering we're 5 with a bullet on Spotify.
Yes. So we'd appreciate your 5-star reviews on Spotify, but we need them on Apple Podcasts if you guys haven't already. And we appreciate all the kind words that you guys throw into the reviews also. Elfriddy, Jake and RK, did you see where Rick Ross Buffaloes got out and the lady filed a complaint, but Rick Ross is at the spring game?
I was really confused by this. There was a lot of talk in the comments about this today. So Rick Ross has a Buffalo range?
Does he really?
That's where this is leading me. I don't know if should we watch this video like on the show?
The USA Today headline is literally Rick Ross Buffalo escapes. Bison owned by rapper Rick Ross escaped his Georgia property and made their way into a neighbor's yard, the musician confirmed on his IG story.
Wow. I mean, buffaloes, as long as you don't, you know,
this thing piss is them huge. Off. That is
my God.
Wow.
Dang, can Rick Ross bring his buffalo for a play date with Ralphie?
That'd be amazing. I wouldn't rule it out, man. We'll see if Rick Ross shows up to the spring game or just sometime this year. Next question from Adrian. RK and Jake, DMVR needs to get y'all on Buff Studio only. Y'all carrying the squad right now with the views number right now. I know y'all's back got to be hurting. Nuggets is doing their thing right now. Yeah, Broncos, man, is going off too.
We have a lot of great shows here. Technically, we could have our own studio if we wanted to make Studio B our studio, but
there you go.
It's a little more spacious and comfortable in here.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, there's a lot of great shows here, but I appreciate the love.
Shut up, Buff Nation. MLN asking, what happened to Shador's QB coach? Is he still in town just off camera, or is Coach Lewis taking over? So I'm sure that's just like Shador's like personal QB's coach. So when Coach Lewis, I mean, with college football, there's the rules of like how much you can practice, like how much the coaches can actually coach the players in the offseason and stuff. So I think that's why you see, I forget his name right now, his coach from Select QB,
yep,
coaching him in the offseason, and now it's Sean Lewis, because now Sean Lewis can actually coach.
Right, exactly. That you nailed it.
So yeah, I'm sure we'll see him again throughout the summer and stuff when Coach Lewis isn't able to actually be coaching. Jay with another question. Did you guys read the Denver Post article on Coach Prime's presser, haters, passive aggressive pulp?
What
have they
happened?
Always been anti-CEU?
What did I miss?
I don't know.
Did
either.
You read it?
No, I did not.
Why do they do this?
To
answer your question, yes.
They are haters, yeah.
I mean, CU fans have long believed this. I think people that work at the Denver Post would say, that's not true, this, that, and the other thing. There's so rarely positive CU stuff that comes out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been annoying for a long time. Just to paint a picture for you. When I was covering the team the first time, or I guess when I started covering the team, they had a guy covering the Buffs, like on the Buffs beat. They don't have a guy on the Buffs beat now.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think they have a permanent Buffs beat writer right now. But they did back then, a guy by the name of John Henderson, who like outwardly hated the Buffs. Like he wasn't even shy about it. And it was just like, what are we doing here? Like, how is this possible? They did have Tom Kensler there. the late Tom Kensler, rest in peace. And he, I thought he was doing a great job. He actually covered the beat for a while, but that was a long time ago. I mean, it's rare to get positive CU coverage from the Post. I really don't know why.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's people over there that I like. I'm not like hating on them, mm-hmm. but it feels like they hate on us.
They should be careful though, because Coach Prime is I don't know. Word gets to Coach Prime, and he said it in the press conference. Y'all are in the documentary. I'm gonna blow you all up and put you on blast, basically. So
I got to see this article.
You look it up. Daryl Colbert, I saw someone said that's the name of Shador's QB coach. The H family, any update on Gabe Lynn and when he will join the CU staff? He's the husband of Nicole Lynn, president of football ops for Clutch Sports. So, yeah, I don't think we actually talked about this on the show, but CU did hire Gabe Lynn, and he is the husband to Nicole Lynn, which I think is just a massive connection to have for the Buffs, especially as, I mean, pro day last week, maybe not too many NFL players that were participating, but next year... there'll be quite a bit.
What's can't up? Get to the article through all their fucking pop-ups. Legitimately, I can't find the article. It's like I'm on it, but I can't see it.
Mm, yeah, all I hate I can those see sites. Is
the horrifying truth about CBD. The legal source of 87-cent generic Viagra. This is what's I can't see the article.
That's amazing. Gabe Lynn.
No ads on ddnvr.com, by the way.
So Gabe Lynn at one point was coaching for Houston Baptist. He coached cornerbacks there, so that's a great connection to have. I don't know exactly when, they don't have the dates here on when he was coaching there, but he also coached at Oklahoma Baptist and Central Oklahoma and at Norman High School. He played with the Detroit Lions and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So he's got quite the background, and having that connection, I think, to Nicole Lynn is that could pay dividends here in the long term.
I want to see this.
You're still I'm going through ads?
I mean, it's a lost cause.
Alfredi with another question. Would you agree the videos allow players to compare their respective coaches to Coach Prime and decide if they want to be a part of a winning team?
Oh, for recruits. I think is what that's yeah. saying. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to love it. And what I've said this before, but the people who see that and don't like it,
mm-hmm.
we don't want them.
Right.
Yep. The ones who see it and do like it, we want them bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if you look at Coach Prime and you're like, damn, I'd love to play for him. That means you're the right person.
Right.
And It's a beautiful thing. And no one gets surprised. That's what I love about
this.
So often, I talk about this all the time. All anyone ever does is lie to these kids. This, that, the other thing. Things are going to be this way. Things are going to be that way. And if you show up on campus and all of a sudden none of that's true, your transfer percentage has got to go up exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you see Coach Prime, you have unlimited access to see how he coaches. You can know if you're going to like that or not before exactly. you get here. And so, you know, the only things that are going to happen is, like, are you up to the task of do you have what it takes to play for him? Because you already are going to know if you have what it takes to handle playing for him.
It's like having an extra visit, though. Like, these players who are recruits can just, oh, let's take a peek here and see what Colorado's actually about before I go and visit. They can quickly find out, maybe this isn't for me, or yes, I would love to go here and play here, and it just takes off from there.
Yep.
Next question. Players for tomorrow. There was a report yesterday that the spring game is sold out accurate. I have not seen that.
Where did that report come from? Because yeah. I saw you guys mentioning it in the comments. For what it's worth, CU would have probably told us if the game was sold out.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't think it's quite sold out. And honestly, you don't want to report that prematurely because then people right. will stop trying to get tickets.
Right. Yep, still nothing. So,
but they're at 35,000 last we checked. That was at, what, last Friday or something?
I think it was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago at this point when we were talking about that.
You would assume up north of 40 now.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone said, like, someone in the comments said, like, well, they're not doing luxury boxes for that game, so the capacity should...
Right.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would assume if you had, if you paid for the luxury box for the season, you should get it for the game, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and if exactly all these,
well, then they count, right? They right. count as, but I guess they're not selling those tickets.
Mm-hmm. But just, I mean, think about all the people who could, like, artists or celebrities, and then all the recruits that are supposed to be. There's going to be a lot of people that maybe not, could use those boxes. Though
I wouldn't put them in a luxury box. I'd put all those people on the field.
Do we have enough room?
That's a good question. Speaking of enough room, Cameron Indoor, my God.
Yes.
This is,
wow.
Which is why I'm sure they have such great home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You can basically touch the players from the first row.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy. Shout out to Buff Nation for traveling out there, too. They had a nice little section. Yeah.
Michelle Omai was going crazy.
Yeah, she was flexing on him.
The best.
Angela with a question. Jake and RK, to see you already have the fastest team in the pack. J5, D Edwards, who's RB? Travis Cormani, Zico. Oh, she's just saying running back. I don't know, man. USC is pretty quick.
USC has a lot of speed. I think that we're certainly getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've said it over and over again. It's the most important thing, in my opinion, in college football. Coach Prime clearly knows that. I'm so interested in, like, Travis's athleticism is so obvious. We didn't get to see his 40. I don't even know if he ran it. I want to know where he, like, stacks up with those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He strikes me more as, like, a game speed guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, what was – I think Jerry Judy ran, like, 4.42, which is obviously still blazing.
Right.
People have it in their minds that anything outside of 4.3 is no longer fast. But
it's
like,
crazy.
He plays that speed. Like, I bet Devontae Smith is similar in that way, and that's that game speed. It's more quickness in short areas that it mm-hmm. makes them so explosive. But he also is so – he's got long strides for being not the tallest guy in the world. Like, mm-hmm. I bet you he flies.
Yep. Chris McCray says Duke Arena equals USC indoor field.
For real.
D Lee with the question. Hey, guys, do you have any info on Isaiah Jada? I haven't seen him in any workout videos lately.
I think I saw him on the field, but he wasn't in pads.
Interesting.
Yep.
No, I do not have any information on that, though.
And they had Travis Gray
at left tackle.
At left tackle in one of the, and who knows, I mean, constant rotation mm-hmm. going on in these practices. But he's a confident dude, man.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's had some really confident tweets. And when Neely asked him, how do you feel about Coach Prime's number thing? He had like the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Dissenting response, where he was like, it is what it is. I'm number 70.
Wow.
I was like, all right.
Love that, though, yeah. Actually. hopefully he comes through on that.
Yeah.
It would be good to see. He is massive, though. He's like 6'7", 320.
Yep.
CU is big on the offensive line, man. Tyler Brown with the question. Did you guys see today's RTP video on the equipment manager? He had a silver helmet with last year's retro logos prototype that they didn't use. Your thoughts? I did see this video. I've seen a lot of, like, posts on Twitter of the helmets and stuff. There was a lineup of last year, that gold helmet with the first game, the Cliff Branch one.
Yep.
With the two black ones in the middle, and then another gold one on the end with the traditional CU Ralphie logo. Man. But it was like a different shade of gold too.
Interesting. I can't wait. I mean, that sounds sick, the throwback logo mm-hmm. with on the silver.
Yep. Is that it? There you go.
DCB says, when coming to TCU, look for a Friday noon flight. Want to have a bunch of CU fans see the best high school matchups that night before. Interesting.
I'd be down for some Texas high school football, man.
Me too. I mean, we have massive plans for TCU.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
But that's actually a really good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Yep. All right, guys. Only 212 likes today. Can you at least hit the like button on the way out? Again, hit us with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'd really appreciate it.
Big show tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow we are live from in the bar with our friend Adam Munster Tiger of 247 Sports. Him and I go way, way back. I'm super excited to pod with him again. And he has invited his Buff Stampede subscribers. We're inviting DNVR subscribers. If you want to come watch the pod live, you are welcome to. And then afterwards, we're doing like a little bit of a happy hour meet and greet. Let's hang out, talk Buff. So if you're local, come see us tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
Yes, 4 p.m.
The doors open, and we can't wait to see you.
So there you go. Mark it on your calendars. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.